40 is something never heard of. Don't step Curry.
Let me take you on a
Lillard right in a circle, diving down the paint, trying to bounce the pass into traffic, and off of the Warriors over the baseline left.
Yeah, Draymond Green got a piece of that, so there's no question about it. 12 in the shot clock here for Portland.
Tough spot to inbound, far side, front court to our right in the corner. Now the officials are heading together.
One of the brothers is coming over, he might overrule this.
And he is, yep. He's in the corner, he's still kind of rubbing the right side of his head. I wonder if he took a shot to the head.
He might have took a shoulder to the side of the head on that loose ball after Bogut throws it three. Yeah.
Here comes Iguodala in the front court. Golden State leads 7-5. 2.5 minutes into game one. Curry leaves it for Bogut, top of the circle, waits for movement, takes up the dribble, cross court pass into the corner for Iguodala, and whistle again for Draymond Green.
Yeah.
Moving screen there against Draymond.
That is first.
Portland and Golden State meeting in the playoffs for the third time all in the last 4 years. It's been stopped against Kerr as the head coaches for all nine games. 8-1 Golden State. There's McCollum right wing, guarded by Curry, bumped by Bogut on the head, pitches it left corner for Aminu, couple of dribbles against Iguodala, throws it to Harkless in the paint, right hand hook, ribbing to it. Mo Harkless can get as well, he ties the game at 7. At the stop here, Clay Thompson around the Draymond Green pitch. Feeding tough, left elbow jumper off the wrong foot in traffic, no good.
There, he's almost falling over. I can't believe he took the shot.
Here comes Portland left to right, tied at 7. McCollum accelerates on Iguodala into the paint, leads it for Aminu. Plus shot at the rim. Right handed bucket would not go, and an outlet pass for Iguodala up ahead to Clay Thompson. Here comes Golden State, tied at 7. 8.5 to go in the first. Thompson draws a double by Green in from the left of the rim. Shoots it in after he stumbled a little bit, still was able to recover it to go.
Hard play from Draymond.
Yep.
The pass is at the 3-point line, but he started to go towards the rim before that pass got there and got a new layup.
Lillard picked up by Curry on a switch on the right wing. Step back right of the circle. Tough jumper is good for Damian Lillard. He's got 5.
Always under control. It gets the shot he wants. You ever see him fall down?
Very rarely.
He's always on great balance.
And he's such a terrific clutch player.
Curry at the top, beats the Green. Now right side Thompson penetrates on the bottom. Picked up by Aminu, but he still knocks down the 10-foot floater over him.
A lot more off the dribble for Clay Thompson. You have to run him off the line. You have a better set to shoot guys, but much more adjusted to the ball to score and score.
Lillard at the top, leaves it for Kanter. On the angle right, 17-footer. Left is short. Rebound by Draymond Green. And here comes Golden State up through. Draymond Green defends in the front court. Pulls up Clay Thompson right of the lane. Backing down against McCollum. Spin baseline. Fade jumper rattles it down. That's a high degree of difficulty. Clay Thompson makes it look easy. 4-point lead for Golden State. There is Panther at the top holding. He's given plenty of cushion by Andrew Bogut away from the foul line. Set of the shot clock. Panther now puts it under deck. Goes to the left side for Hartman. And three blocked by Draymond Green on the 3-point line. Here comes Green, sprinting into the front court, right to left. Leads it for Thompson. Face down, face. Three, right, late, in and out. Rebounded by Panther, and here comes Portland left to right. 7 minutes to play, opening quarter. 13-9, Golden State on top. McCollum around the Panther pick. Leans into the top of the key three. Wide to the right, no good. Bogut the rebound. Here comes Golden State. No dribbles. Three passes. Up ahead, and Thompson missed the layup at the rim. Curry delivered from half court, but the layup no good. Here comes Portland. Down by 4, Lillard with the double, stumbling, trying to pitch it out to the left side, and his pass off target as he could not get his feet. It'll be Golden State ball on the other side of his opening break. 6:37 to play in the first quarter of Game 1. Golden State 13, Portland 9. You're listening to the Western Conference Finals on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, presented by DD.
ESPN LA 710. Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines the prescription appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, come news. Now, read
ridiculously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/health. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Should be paying big bucks for just one blue pill. Doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to him, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/health. That's 4hims.com/health for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/health.
Members on the team, he's probably pre-owned with that sale between hundreds of our leads under the head tag with a liquidation price. If you owe even $5,000, that members on the money, he's probably pre-owned with that sale. 5 nights of Thursday for cheap beer, food, and a lot of games. Members on the money, he's probably accepting 100% all credit applications, repos, and the owner says, if you use 5 months, go this way. Get up your ear. Here, there. Don't need perfect credit. Don't use cash down payment. Members on the money, he's probably in is the number one talking room with the dealer group in California. Pre-owned with that sale. Interest Sunday.
iAccidentLawyer.com. Tired of the BS? We spent $500,000 of our money at risk. Result: $8 million for leg injured motorcyclists.
Next season starts now. The NBA draft happens here, ESPN LA, and is presented by Hyundai. At Hyundai, great value comes standard, and right now is a great time to visit your local Hyundai dealer. Come discover why. The longer you look, the more there is to like.
This is ESPN LA. WS.
The Western
Conference Finals on ESPN Radio and
the ESPN app. Presented by Google. Yeah, but the studio stays brought to you by Dell. Dell is thanking small businesses this month with up to 45% off. Select computers with Intel Core processors. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak of the small business technology advisor today.
The second pick will be made by the Memphis Grizzlies. And that means that the number one pick.
That was the 2019 NBA draft goes to New Orleans Pelicans. That was the reaction in the Pelicans ticket office. New Orleans has won the draft lottery. Adam and JB, by the way, the Pelicans just tweeting out. They're kicking off the count back. It's down. It cracked. I wonder why. Back to you guys. Game one at Oracle.
Oh, let the conspiracy theorists come out in droves. The NBA is nothing else. No drama at all. It's New Orleans for the number one pick.
Well, if you ever are in the lottery, hire David Griffin in some sort of capacity for your franchise.
Everywhere he goes.
Two of those in Cleveland, right?
Yep.
Absolutely. That's big.
The Western Conference Finals on ESPN Radio presented by Google Nest. Welcome to the helpful home. Welcome back to Oracle. Here's Steph Curry on the right wing for Golden State. Behind the back bounce to Kevon Looney at the top. Hands back to Curry on the right wing. 13-9 Golden State. Curry penetrates in from the right. Needs it for Looney. Right corner. Long two. Off the rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Curry into the rim. Doubles out to Green. Top of the key. Drives in. Lays it in. Second chance opportunities were big for Golden State in the last round.
Well, look, it's going to happen from time to time, but it should never happen to Steph Curry on three Blazers.
So the smallest guys on the floor just got a huge offensive board to go up 15-9 halfway through the first. Lillard picks up the dribble, jump pass left side for Amiga. Bounces into Cantor, box on the left against Kevon Looney, double team thumb, finds Douglas at the rim on a cut, and he lays it in.
Yeah, we double team just fine there from Cantor. He cuts the rim from Mo Harkless.
15-11 Golden State. With Thompson right wing. In the post from Looney. Hands back to Thompson outside the lane. On the right block. And traveling violation. The defense by McCollum forcing a weird pivot foot.
And that's three turnovers now for Golden State. Portland has four. For seven Warrior points, you cannot afford to turn over the basketball against this Warrior team. Too dangerous offensively. Even in the absence of Kevin Durant, gotta take care of the basketball better if you're Portland here.
One of the best fast break teams in the NBA. A lot of that comes up turnovers.
And they've done that. They did that very well against Denver. Did not turn it over at all.
There's McCollum wide to the right. 10 on the shot clock. One-on-one against Curry. Starts to dribble left to the foul line. Leans in with the right-hand floater. No good. Ricochets into the hands of Curry. Here he comes, sprinting across the sideline. Stops at the top. Takes the three. Slides to the left. Raises the rim and goes out of bounds over the near sideline.
And the three-point struggles continue. There's Steph Curry 0 for 2 here to start the night.
19 for his last 70.
And they like to push the basketball a little bit. Portland is not going to run. This is a team that likes to slow it down, grind out possessions. Golden State like to get out on the open floor or get some open threes.
For the 18th out of 30 teams in pace this year. Arquette hands to Lillard. He's open for three. Left side, off the back rim, no good. Curry the rebound. Oh, wow, what a 40-foot outlet past the green. A reverse layup at the other end. What a play by Curry.
It was a bounce pass to that. All the time, Joe Montana be proud here in the Bay Area.
Absolutely. I don't know if he's an optimist out. Here's Cantor, box from the left, double team, out to Harkless, open three, top of the key, he's good. How about Moe Harkless with seven already?
That's a heck of a sign. Coming off a series where he's 2-for-10 from three, shooting 20% overall in the playoffs from behind the arc.
17-14, Golden State, Thompson off the pass, takes the top of the key, three, rimmed out, no good, and here comes Portland down 17-14, 4:20 to go in the opening quarter of game one. Lillard behind the back dribble, goes left, goes right, covered up by Curry, bounce pass, Cantor, left of the lane, double team, comes to, he finds Aminu this time at the rim, and Aminu jams it in.
And Medina came from the weak side, but if you're the low man, you have to make sure someone's dropping to grab your man, and no one did, and that's an easy catching dunk.
The Golden State up by one. Draymond Green throws it into the lane for Looney. Back out to Curry. Back to Green. Crosses it over to Curry on the right wing. Penetrates in from the right against McConnell. Running banker, no good. Looney tip try, no. Rebound goes into the hands of Harkless, and here comes Portland left to right. Harkless leading to the foul line, and a whistle and a foul called against Golden State. Gotta go against the Warriors. Alfonso McKinney is first. Cantor and Aminu come off the floor to Portland. Rodney Hood is in the game.
Wow.
And then Zach Collins, they were really good together in the Denver series.
It looked like a year ending injury.
Yeah,
in Gary. Someone when Rodney Hood went down, but he's back this time for Portland. And Zach Collins, he was terrific in game 67 in that last series. 14 points in game 5 and in game 6. Major impact in game 7. How about against the Warriors? He's 0-for-17
yeah.
In the four games in the regular season.
Wild.
Kind of a weird number.
And now comes into McCollum and leaves it for Lillard. Sean Livingston starting Lillard now. And stays with him around the screen. Lillard slithers a pass into Collins in the paint. Fidel turns the rim, twists it, and missed it. That's a real play.
Yeah, I don't think he realized how open he was.
There's Green into the front court for Golden State. Tried to throw it to Curry and ended up hitting Kevon Looney in the head with the ball and ricocheted out of bounds.
Four turns now for Golden State.
Well, from the eight giveaways between the teams, it's 17-16 Golden State, 3:15 to play in the first quarter. Lillard leaves it to Harkless between the big rooms, watched by Draymond Green. With the headband on as he throws to the column, we'll find the cutting Collins right of the lane, and a pass either was too long for him or Collins is expected.
Yeah, no, I think he was a little out in front of him, and that's just an unforced turnover. Yeah. That's a wide open dunk for Collins if that pass is on the money.
That could have been 4 points right there for Zach Collins the last two trips. There is Hood guarding. Pitcher triggers a three and buries it. Off the pass from Lee, he was able to knock down the three. And a timeout called by Portland with 2:55 to play here in the opening quarter.
So dangerous once he gets the ball. You cannot relax when he passes the ball because that's no sprint to an open area. And that's exactly what he did right there.
20-16, Golden State leads with 2:55 to go in the first quarter. This is the Western Conference Finals on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Presented by Indeed.
ESPN LA 710.
The weather is heating up, and it's time to make sure your battery is ready. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Car not starting? The solution starts at America's number one battery destination. We'll test your battery for free and help you figure out the real issue, so you don't buy what you don't need. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store. The NPD Group Incorporated car care tax is 12 months in use of emergency battery.
AutoZone! What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A token and toner of our appreciation.
May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples.
Right now, you can earn 16% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner. That's no small token.
This is our way of saying thanks.
You're welcome.
Not to you.
Right.
15% back in rewards on ink and toner. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
And 518.90 in store only. Visit Staples.com by clicking the rewards for details.
ESPN Radio proudly recognizes National Military Appreciation Month, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union.
Andrew Robinson entered the U.S. Naval Academy in 1983 and led the basketball team to 82 wins in 3 years, including an improbable run to the Elite Eight in 1986. After graduating in 87, he was drafted number one overall. His NBA career was put on hold as he spent 2 years on active duty in the Civil Engineering Corps. He went on to have a Hall of Fame career in the NBA. May is Military Appreciation Month, and at Navy Federal Credit Union, we're celebrating with special offers on credit cards, certificates, and car loans for our members. We're also giving a special shout-out to our active duty military and veterans. Take a moment to share a thank you with our military community, and take advantage of special offers at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal Credit Union, our members are the mission. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families, insured by NCUA.
You're listening to the Western Conference Finals on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, presented by Google Maps.
I'm checking with your inside of Granger Studios, Terry Stott. His team is in the conference finals for the first time since 2000.
I think the important thing right now is just go out and play basketball, and then as the series evolves, you know, you make adjustments, see what works, what you feel comfortable with. But tonight, it's about playing basketball.
Don't forget, Golic and Wingo return in the morning, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern. He has visited the ESPN app and ESPN News. The boys will recap Terry Stotts and his playthrough performance, as well as New Orleans winning the NBA draft lottery. Back to the opening quarter, game one of the Western Conference Finals in Oracle with John Barry. Here's Adam Amin.
Coming up, Terry Stotts told us in part of JV's instant analysis brought to us by Walmart. Order groceries online, pick up without leaving your car.
Well, Steph Curry pick and rolls. When he gets rid of the basketball, which he does 65% of the time on a screen and roll, who do you think shoots the ball the most after that initial pass?
You would think it's somebody else, but it's Steph Curry
shoots gets the most amount of shots after giving up that basketball, and that's exactly what happened on that last play.
Curry hit his first three of the game. There's Millard at the top for Portland, running into the paint, running right-hander no good, batted out of bounds, and Kevon Looney goes limping towards the baseline tunnel. He is grimacing right now and limping very gingerly.
Well, these two have Collins came over the top, and they're going to get him out. I think he's going direct, though. They're going to take a look.
Yep. By the way,
I'm sorry.
Yep, Kevon Looney's running around. He's trying to stay on the floor right now.
He's going to gut it out. Gillespie's going to stay in the floor stable. There comes Golden State up 20-16 with the ball. Livingston, Green, Curry, Looney out there with the team. Livingston throws it right corner for Curry, being guarded by his brother Seth. On the drive, hands to Livingston, throws it out to McKinney for three. Banks it in from the left wing. Alfonso McKinney is now 4-16 in the playoffs.
Yeah. Barely drew iron in Houston. That whole series didn't make a three in that series, and that time, very fortunate off the glass.
Evan Turner is in, along with Collins, Lillard, Curry, and Hood for Portland. There's Lillard running the perimeter, throws it to Collins at the rim, and jams it in. Curry was late, trying to come over, and Collins easy done with Portland taking advantage. They're putting two on the ball on every screen and roll with Lillard and McCollum. Somebody's got to be open.
There's Curry on the right wing, needs it from Livingston right of the lane. Curry cuts, the pass is off of Curry, cutting to the rim and out of bounds. It'll be Portland ball, trailing by five.
Right off his head, Steph wasn't even looking at Livingston. And they've committed their fifth turnover as well.
Here's Turner across the timeline. Had a great game seven after a dismal first 11 games of the playoffs. Lillard at the foul line, shovels to Collins at the rim. His shot blocked by Lenny. Out of bounds over the far side baseline, and 11-2 for Portland. Kevon Looney has really made an impact in this playoff.
And a great look there from Lillard. Again, two on the ball. Credit Draymond Green, though, for coming over from that side. Looney comes over the back side to the block.
And it's Lillard with an 8 shoot out high. Off the Collins pick. Throws it right side towards the corner. Steph Curry, three over Steph. No good. Rebound tipped out to Livingston. And here comes Golden State up five. Livingston in from the left to the paint, trying to shovel it for Green, deflects it. Green saves it to McKinney right corner, hands to Draymond Green, and throws it out to Livingston with 12-2. Turning off the screen, gets the pass right wing, covered up by Turner, so he penetrates for the rim. The floor over Collins, no, Green, quick time, no, Green taps it out to Curry. Livingston the reset, shovels to Green right wing, looking for Steph off the screen, and Steph throws back door at the rim from Rudy, bodies up Collins, banks it up and in. Another second chance opportunity.
Oh, and a great look, Draymond Green. And Looney, as you said, he's made an impact big time in Houston to make him one here tonight.
25-18 Golden State. Lillard splitting the defense, drives down the lane and draws the foul on a stumbling right-hand scooping layup. The foul will go against Golden State.
We've got McKinney on a block.
So Alfonso McKinney gets called for his second. So, by the way, this is a nice side note. I'm sure you've heard it a million times in the lead-up. Steph Curry is in the game. He and Steph Curry played against one another. The first set of brothers to play against one another in a conference final. Dell and Sonya are here. They have the coin flip. Sonya's wearing the Portland jersey. Dell is wearing the Warriors jersey as Lillard gets the first free throw.
Yeah, pretty cool for them, huh?
Awesome.
But, you know, they say it's a win-win situation.
I get it.
One of their sons is going to be in the finals, but someone's got to lose.
Lillard sinks both free throws. It's 25-20 Golden State. 50 seconds to play opening quarter of game one. Western Conference final. Green up top, holds overhead, waiting for Curry to move. He gets it left wing against Steph. Back to Green, right wing. Wait, take three, high off the heel, no good. Rudy skies for the offensive rebound. Has it on the right wing, goes to Livingston, drives from the top. Pull up, left of the lane to Trumper, no good from Penn, and the rebound to Turner. Here comes Portland, outlet pass to Lillard. On the left wing, puts the double team, penetrates, clutches, shovels it at the paint, and it's taken away by Kevon Looney. Up ahead to McKinney, finds Livingston at the rim, tucks it past Curry and lays it in.
Now the turnover's a killer right now for Portland.
Yep.
His turnovers, 12 Warrior points.
Shot clock is off. Portland, down by 7, has the ball. 8 on the clock for Lillard near midcourt, near sideline of the corner. Going against McKinney. Green hedges, cross court to Seth Curry, drives down to Seth, kicks it out, Curry. Left corner three is good. At the buzzer, it'll count. I believe he got it off in time. They will double check. But if that's good, Rodney Hood cuts the Golden State lead to 4. Welcome back to the lineup.
Yeah, really, really had no idea he was going to be able to go tonight. But based on what we saw on Sunday, a good find there from Seth Curry to knock out a big three at the buzzer for Portland.
Rodney Hood got it off in plenty of time, confirmed, and that'll take us to the end of the opening quarter. Golden State 27, Portland 23. This is the Western Conference Finals at ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Presented by IBM LA.
Sports fans are gearing up at NBAStore.com, the official store of the NBA, with officially licensed fan gear from the most custom brands like Nike. Unique one-of-a-kind designs exclusively by Fanatics, and autographed collectibles from today's biggest stars shipped directly to your home. Visit NBAStore.com today. Shop now for a limited time and free shipping with promo code DUNK. NBAStore.com.
At Progressive Presents, you can't come. It's great to help you ensure enough.
Okay, time out. You gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive Main Defense Tools. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find out how to fit your budget. Here's the music to get you pumped. I hear your budget laughing at you.
Oh, wait, that's just so kids laughing at me.
Ignore them!
That is me. We understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many deductions can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
There's nothing small about your business. Your impact on the community has made a huge difference. As a thank you during Small Business Month, Dell is offering up to 45% off select computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, get a free external hard drive with select PC purchases. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with a Small Business Technology Advisor today. 877-BUY-DELL for tech advice and one-on-one partnership.
Thank you.
the Western Conference Finals on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Presented by Google Maps.
Kevin Wester with you inside the Green Street Studios. One quarter complete. Over, over Collins Hill. Green six by no. Green pops it out to Curry.
Livingston the reset. Doubles the Green right wing. Looking for Steph on the screen. Instead goes back to at the rim for Moody. Bodies up Collins. Banks it up and in. Another second chance opportunity.
All right, a great look. Draymond Green. Moody, as you said, he's made an impact big time in Houston. And make him one here tonight.
Steve Kerr said after game six, he actually wished he had played. He's banked more. Banks is delivering again. Warriors 4-point lead at the end of one, and back to the second quarter. We started in game one of the Western Conference Finals in Oracle with John Barry. Here's Adam Amin.
But 7 bench points for the Warriors. They were advantageous in a lot of spots in that first quarter.
Yeah, well, they moved the basketball, a couple of assists off that bench, but the story of the game, Portland, 6 turnovers for 12 Warrior points.
Something you harped on, rightfully so, you cannot afford against this Golden State team. Because Rodney hooked for Portland, bouncing right of the circle for Collins. He gets past Jordan Bell, met at the rim by Zaretko. His shot no good, but a foul. Jonas Zaretko in off the bench for Golden State, picked up his first.
A good split right there from Collins. A fake dribble handoff, puts it right to the rim. And I really like Collins. He's come a long way. He's a three ball. And he's only going to continue to get better at that. His close-up game, he'll get some strength. And his size, athletic ability, this guy's going to be around for a long time.
Yeah, major jump from his rookie year last year to his second season. The one to the right, the second man, the seven-footer out of Gonzaga. But the first one, the second one on the way, is up and good as well. 27-25, Golden State just underway, second quarter. Twin Cook, Jonas Jarepko, Sean Livingston, Jordan Bell, and Clay Thompson, the lone Golden State starter. At the top, it's Livingston for Golden State. Goes to Thompson off the screen, right of a lane. He'll take the 12-footer. Off the front rim, no good. Collins, the rebound for Portland. They've got Hood, Collins, and McCollum out there, along with Turner and Seth Curry. Behind the back for McCollum, knocked away by Thompson, but recovered. Find Collins, right block, running through traffic, and traveled to the basketball. There were two defenders standing him on the double, and he picked up the pivot foot on the stick.
Now, if you're Portland, who do you not want shooting the basketball? There's one guy on the floor that I don't want shooting the basketball.
Evan Turner.
Clay Thompson.
Oh, I thought you meant
about defensively. I thought you meant Evan Turner. You got to make sure, if you're guarding Clay Thompson, you are not a health defender in this situation.
Well, there's Clay Hook to take a jumper, a leaning 17-footer from right of the circle, no good, and here comes Portman. Down by two. On the drive, it's Turner, spinning in the paint against Jarepko, takes the Collins for three. Top of the key, off the back rim, Jarepko will rebound for Golden State. Here come the Warriors, a minute into the second. Livingston throws it to Bell, left of the lane. On the angle, hands to Thompson. That's a long two. Oh, and a tape good from the left wing.
But you just can't have that happen.
You just said it. The one guy who can really hurt you right now is Clay Thompson. He's guarding McCollum. McCollum running the perimeter on the left side. Jump past the perimeter at the top. Throws it left of the lane for Rodney Hood. One dribble, pull up, foul line. Good. Rodney Hood getting into a little bit of a groove.
And he played great in that series. Other than that Denver game, obviously got hurt. But struggled before the injury. He's been just what the doctor ordered for the Portland bench.
And Clay Thompson picking over to Jarepko. Jarepko catches in the paint, trying to shovel it, knocked away, grabbed by Livingston, rotates to Clay Thompson. Top of the key, three is good. In that scramble, somehow Clay Thompson ends up with a pure three.
It's like a hot potato, right?
Yep.
I mean, I thought Livingston was going to take the shot, goes to Jarepko, and then. Always a good idea to find Clay Thompson at the point line and go for.
You said it. He's heated up the last two games now. There's McCollum, baseline left, on the drive, got the pass from Turner, missed the layup, got his own miss, missed the layup again, point blank.
Wow.
Rebound Thompson, outlet to Cook, sprinting right sideline into the front court. Leaves it at the top for Bell. Jordan Bell shovels it to Clay Thompson, right of the lane, back out to Cook for three. No good from the right wing, and the rebound to Collins for Portland. Here they come down by five. 9.5 of the second. Hood sprints into the front court. Stops right elbow. Spins. Takes the Collins. Top of the key. High arcing three. Off the front rim. No good. Jarepko on the board for Golden State.
CJ McCollum now 1 of 6. Portland at just 38.5% here in the early going.
He's going to Bell. Left of lane. 12 to shoot. The Golden State up by 5. 9-10 to play in the opening half. Jarepko throws it left of the lane for Thompson. One bounce. Scores the win for Bell. His shot. Lost it. Got it back. Left corner. 3 to shoot. Pull up 5-4. Beats it in. Move shot by Jordan Bell.
Wow. Another second chance opportunity after the shot block. And all the little hustle things and mental errors right now costing Portland. Only down 7. Still on the hook.
This is the largest lead for Golden State in the opening half. We're 3 minutes into the second quarter. It's 34-27 Warriors. You're listening to the Western Conference Finals on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, presented by AD.
There's something about the word diagnosis that tends to make us uneasy. Whether it's our hearts, lungs, or other organs, we worry about the results and what to do next. At Kaiser Permanente, our team of specialists care for you and about you, working together, creating treatment plans specific to your diagnosis and total health. So from primary to specialty care, find reassurance with a great team of healthcare professionals committed to your healthy recovery. Visit kp.org/specialty care to learn more. Kaiser Permanente, thrive.
Your next Subaru is waiting for you at Subaru of Glendale, the number one volume Subaru dealer in California. Right now, lease the new 2019 Subaru Crosstrek 2.0i Premium CVT for just $189 a month plus tax. $189 a month for a brand new Crosstrek 2.0i Premium CVT? Call 888-855-6434 or check out SubaruofGlendale.net. $189 per month plus tax. $39 months, 10,000 miles a year, $28.99 U.S. sign-in, and approved 2-1 credits with the best. Auto KRD-11-83-02120.
Hey guys, Cadano here for Sport Clips. The Sport Clips experience is now even easier with the new Sport Clips app. So that means wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you can save your spot by downloading the Sport Clips app and checking in right from your phone. Best part, of course, it's the Sport Clips MVP experience. The massaging shampoo, the invigorating scalp massage, and the legendary hot steam towel. Open 7 days a week, no appointment needed. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy, especially with the new Sport Clips app.
You can be bold and light at the same time. You can be a strong wrestler, but at the same time, use some comfortable tights. You could order the biggest burger on earth, but ask for a fork and knife to eat it. Or you could drive a monster truck. Let's send a pair of baby sneakers on the rearview mirror. Or you could drink the Captain Light, a refreshing beer with delicious taste, made to enjoy on any occasion. They got the light. Gold on the outside, light on the inside. Enjoy the Captain Light responsibly. Copyright 2019, the Captain Light, imported by Cerveza Mexicana, White Plains, New York.
This is ESPN LA 710.
I'm Kevin Oyster, game one in the West tonight, game one in the East tomorrow between the Bucks and the Raptors. That's the Space Talk Soundbite, brought to you by Space Talk Wireless. Yes, it's Anna Kupo comparing game one last on this.
Like in Boston, you can go down 1-0 and you still be fine, but you get to the other it's hard to be that
spot to
know
me and lose the first game. Got fired by Giannis at the team that he eliminated. Space Talk Wireless, Space Talk coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE network. Coming tomorrow night, starts 7 p.m. Eastern time. We go back to Oracle, where Steph Curry, at one point, headed to the locker room. Adam Amin, John Barry, take it away.
Back. So much he is back. He's got the towel still on his head. He went back to the locker room at the end of that, or at the start of that last break. Went back there momentarily and was out for the start of this session.
He has an impact on the right knee.
Yep.
Never seen that.
Yeah. I'd be curious to see if he banged his knee or something. There's some Portland trailing by 7. Their largest deficit of the opening half here in game one. He's in a column up top, blocked by Clay Thompson, living for his cancer. Gets it left of the lane, doubled by Bellin Goretzka. Tried to swing it back out, knocked out of bounds by Clay Thompson.
They're coming to Canada every time.
Every time.
Steve Kerr, I think their staff believe that they can force him into some turnovers with some aggressive double teams.
Already 7 turnovers by Portland. There's McCollum off the inbound. 5-2 drive to the top, into the paint, running right hand to bank it in and a foul. Clay Thompson gets called for the foul for Golden State. The kick of a 3-point play for C.J. McCollum.
Who's that getting going? Just one assist. Five that makes. Good take off the screen and roll from Tanner and from behind. No question. Clay Thompson across the back of the head. I mean, how great is this guy on Sunday?
37.
Just phenomenal.
That's on the free throw to finish off the 3-point play and cut the lead to 4.
Both me and Damian Lillard are always under control. Yep. Move, calm, cool. You never know if they're up 20 or down 20.
Well, now Thompson and McCollum are both on the floor. The other two are off. Direct goal at the top for Golden State. Goes to Thompson, right elbow in traffic. Takes the jumper off the front rim. Rebound Turner. Outlets to Hood, spinning at midcourt. Angles out to the left. Takes it back out to McCollum, trailing the play. Enters it to Hood.
on the angle left against Livingston, back his way towards the foul line, shoulders in the paint, banks it up, no good, but a foul, kind of a leaning left-handed shot, and the foul goes against Golden State and Sean Livingston.
They're working hard to get that one.
Yep.
Bumping and grinding there, a couple bumps, and then finally on the third, they're going to get Livingston.
Pfeiffer extended left knee after that 40-strike screen. He went down in a heat in game seven as he sinks the first free throw. We really thought it was going to be a potential playoff-ending injury.
Well, when we saw the replay, I was still wondering what it was. It just looked like the knee buckle calling the bone bruise and fortunately for Portland that he can regain that form that he had that injury. And now the bonus here, he's been playing terrific.
Knocks down both free throws. He's got 7 points, and it's back to a 2-point game. 8 minutes to play, first half of game one, 34-32, Golden State to lead in the ball. There's Jordan Bell at the top, waiting for movement, hands to Quinn Cook, circles, takes the jumper, blocked from behind by Steph Curry at the foul line. Grabbed by Turner, here comes Portland ahead of the column. Penetrates to the foul line, clutching towards the rim, his shot blocked by Jordan Bell, out of bounds.
Blocked twice.
Because that one was there too, and Draymond got it on the way up.
Or was that
Iguodala on the way up, and then Bell with the finish. Having seen the shoot, baseline right inbound for Turner, lobs it into Cantor. We'll hand it off for Turner, who circles back to the top, throws to Seth Curry, left wing, watched by Cook. One of the deadly three-point shooters in the league, penetrates into the paint, running right-hander, no. Cantor's hit try, hung on the rim, and then danced down. Here comes Golden State, up by two. Iguodala at the controls, finds Thompson off the screen, goes to Jurepko for a right wing three. The line drive is good from Jonas Jurepko. Knocks it down to put Golden State back up 5, 7:20 to play here in the first half of game one. Out high, Evan Turner, comes kind of a point forward position, throws it left to Hood, intercepted by Iguodala, and then taken away by Hood from behind. That's a break for Portland. Good recovery. McCollum on the right wing, picks up the dribble, hassled by Klay Thompson, brings it back out to Curry. Now Hood rotates to Cantor, left of the wing. That is John Cox, backing down the taller Jordan Bell. Into the paint, takes the contact, hooks it up and in, but wave out the basket there. The foul goes against Jordan Bell. That is his first, the team's fourth.
Yeah, and Portland has zero team fouls up to this point, 5 minutes into the quarter. That time, no double team on Cantor.
Yeah,
the Bell to the one-on-one, and as you can see, Cantor too strong for Jordan Bell.
Steph Curry is back into the game. So this time for Golden State, when Cook comes out. Steph Curry is inbound to Evan Turner, 12 to shoot. Turner at the top, the room between the legs against Draymond Green. Couple of Big Ten guys going at it. The banker no good from the left of the lane. Rebound backside of Iguodala, sprints across the timeline. That's going to cut him to it, so he lays it in, coming in from the right.
Well, good push early in transition. Golden State would like to push the pace a little bit. Portland wants to slow it down, but really, after he shot on one end, can't give up a layup on the other.
Damian Lillard in scorer's table as we approach 6 minutes to play in the first half. 7-point lead for Golden State. Rodney Hood out high against the red goal and kick from the shot clock. Left around the Cantor, pick fires the three. Off the heel of the rim, off the top of the backboard. Ball loose, Cantor picks it. Seth Curry grabs it at the foul line and comes out of the pack. He's on the right wing, then it bounces to Turner and a kickball called. 14 of the shot clock for Portland here. Trailing by 7, their largest deficit, and Lillard comes back into the game. So get CJ McCollum out. Another sub here, and Harkless will check in for Portland as well, and Evan Turner comes off the court. Curry, Lillard, Cantor, Hood, and Harkless. Jurepko, Curry, Thompson, Iguodala, and Draymond Green. Inbound comes in to Lillard on the sideline right. Watched by Klay Thompson. Couldn't match the fear. 8 on the shot clock. Lillard throws to a cutting Cantor at the foul line. Pitches it right corner for Seth Curry. Steps around to Jurepko. 3 from the right wing. Making a long 2. No good. Cantor, a big shot. 6 on, no good. Rebound tipped out to Seth Curry. Fake step in the end. Steps inside the arc. 18 foot or no. Rebound tipped out by Cantor. And it's out of bounds. Last touch by the Warriors.
Well, the offensive glass on both sides.
Yep.
Good. Golden State dominating on the glass. Now Portland, that's about 3 or 4 offensive boards here. Unfortunately for Portland, they haven't been able to make them pay. They just have 2 second chance points for 9 for Golden State.
Baseline right inbound comes in the Cantor in the corner against the smaller Draymond Green. And it's Cantor backing down. Green spin right with him. Gets it to the block. Green flips it away. What a play. Draymond Green, a former defensive player of the year. Ahead to Iguodala. Brings it to the paint. Kicks it out to Green. Hands to Curry. And he's fouled by his brother. on Seth Curry, that is his first. It is the first foul, as you mentioned earlier, against Portland in the quarter.
Yeah, Draymond Green. This guy's defense positions 1 through 5. Yeah, thank you, man. To stay with smaller guards and guard the bigger, stronger camper there. He's the time on that defensive end.
And he sets the three from Seth Curry. Three, good from the left wing.
And he just cannot stand back on the screen and roll with Curry. I'm surprised we haven't seen more of Seth Curry on the screen and roll.
Larson's leading 10 as the crowd rises in noise and throws 2 to the Oracle. Lillard out high, watched by Clay Thompson. Starts to drive, spins, right elbow, penetrates. Covers at the canter at the rim. Humphrey now lays it in. This time, Canter able to put in his first 2 points. Back up by 8 now is Golden State. Here's Curry on the right wing. Going on Seth Curry. Stops right on the screen. Lillard came in to try to pause the basketball, and Curry will shovel it out. Gets it back from Draymond Green. Throws it to the rim for Iguodala. One bounce. Out to Foresto. Pump fakes the three. Steps inside the arc. Trips over Hartford and knocks it down. Kevin Foresto got credit.
Exactly what Golden State needs, right?
That's what
the bench on the way. Somebody on the bench has got to step up. It's been him. It's been Lillard.
There's Lillard weaving between defenders, backs it out as he's picked up by Draymond Green. Lillard steps for a three. What a shot. That is about a 35-footer. Missed it off the heel. Pulls the offensive rebound. There's Hartford at the top. Drives into the paint. Audies up Steph Curry. Missed a right-handed shot. Holding on the deck. Green trying to save it and out of bounds it goes. It'll be Portland basketball. Good hustle on both ends. 12 of the shot clock. And now Aminu and McCollum are both coming back in for Portland.
31% shooting down for Portland.
Yes.
I'll tell you this. They're doing some damage on the offensive balls, but the problem is they can't make a shot.
Yep.
2 second chance points. That's at least 5 offensive boards the last 2 possessions.
Baseline left in now 12 to shoot for Portland. Still looking. Lillard gets it into Panther. Hands it back to Lillard and Clay Thompson reached in. And that will send Damian Lillard to the free throw line as the Blazers are in the bonus. Lillard, the Oakland native, playing for Portland. Clay Thompson, who grew up in Portland while his dad, a 2-time champion, was playing for the Blazers to close out his career. He grew up in the greater Northwest.
And Savon Looney coming in for Modesto as the fans acknowledge. In this first run,
with 12 key minutes against Houston, game 6 in his clinching victory as Lillard makes the first free throw. His first point of the second quarter, 44-35 Golden State, 4:15 to play first half.
Okay, here, another lineup.
Yeah, Golden State, this is Portland.
Steph Curry, Curry's the guy on the floor. I don't want him getting a shot. So make McKinney make a three. Make Iguodala make a three. He hasn't taken one.
Has Iguodala even taken a shot tonight?
No.
He hasn't taken a shot.
So he don't have to help off of Steph Curry. Here he goes. And he's
off by Huntley on the pick and roll action. Off the screen, I should say. 44-36 is Lillard made both free throws. Here he is at the top of Portland, splitting the double. Oh, hesitation, bounce pass to Harkness at the rim. And he goes up for the shot, and he's blocked, and a foul is called on Steph Curry, his first. And see the line, there the Blazers again, the Harkness.
Well, and credit Damian Lillard. Every time he's coming off screen and roll, there's going to be a defender waiting for him. They're double teaming, he's making all the right plays. Get rid of the basketball, don't push the issue, don't take 4 shots. He's finding his open teammates. And then Marcus there gets right to the rim and he's going to get himself possibly 2 points after he knocks down the first free throw.
Marcus is 5.5 points per game in the second round against Denver. Already in this game has beat. Second free throw all the way from Marcus. Off the front rim, no good. And we're going to whistle here. Is he getting a lane violation? Yes, on Curry. One more free throw coming. It was Tony Brown who made the call on Steph Curry. The lane violation. I'm sorry, he's pushing out under that. He was improperly called.
He was, no, he was in
front of the court.
He actually started inside the tree.
Yeah, I didn't realize
there was really no question about it. This is a call that's not made.
It was the right call.
It was the right call, and Hurts makes the famous. Just 6. So if you're Portland turning over 9 times, shooting 32%, you're going to feel pretty good.
Curry throws it to Green, cutting in from the right hand, pass to Looney, deflected twice, into the corner from McKinney, comes all the way across the lane, right hand hook, no. Rebound to Vino, and here comes Portland down 6. A column into the front court, pulls up for 3. No good from the top of the key, Green sits to Iguodala. Here comes Golden State, up by 6. Curry at the control, at the top.
circles, weaves, sprints, right in, floater, no good from the foul line. Chance of the board. Here comes Portland. 3.5 to go in the second quarter, 44-38 Golden State. Lillard at the top, picked up by Kevon Looney. Backs out against Iguodala, going to Aminu. Right wing three, open, no good, back rim. Rebound Curry, here comes Golden State. Curry sideline left over the front court, picked up by Aminu. Leaves it for Green between the big rings. Looking for Curry. Curry's covered up, throws back door to Green, looking for Curry, and it's kicked. By Harkness, 14 to shoot, and Steve Kerr is going to take a timeout and we'll step aside. 3:06 to play, first half, game one. Golden State 44, Portland 38. This is Western Conference Finals on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, presented by Indy.
ESPN LA 710.
And now,
I found some Geico motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to click on the banner ad entitled, "You Won't Believe What These Child Stars Look Like Now." We were satisfied, and kind of sad, about how the child stars look. And now your computer is playing by incessant pop-up ads. Oh, that can't get me. To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 clickbait minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment.
Does that include dinners at your friend's place?
Yes, 4% cash back there.
How about bowling with my friends?
Yeah, 4% cash back on that too. Right, and that'll be a rewarding weekend. And with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% on dining and entertainment. So when you sell a house, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USA&A.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you reach Greg's cell phone? I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
3. There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com. With Amazon Music, the voice you know you need.
Yeah, you've been acting so conspicuous. You hit me up and say I think too much. You're moving different when we're making love.
Alexa, play Smoking Love. Okay.
I'm going to be asking for over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Listen to the Western Conference Finals on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, presented by Google Maps.
Kevin Lynch with you inside our Green Street Studios. 3:06 to go in the second quarter. Golden State leads game one, 44-38 response. 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Western Conference Finals, not ESPN Radio on the ESPN app.
You're listening to the Western Conference Finals between the Warriors and Blazers.
By the way, the Lakers get the fourth pick in the draft. We'll talk about it all tomorrow. They have three losses. No Kevin Durant again tonight for the Warriors. No problem. Steph Curry, Clay Thompson each have 11 during this game of the turnovers. Portland has 9. They've led to 15 points off turnovers for Golden State. Warriors 6 turnovers. Portland only scored 5 of them. Send it back to Oracle for game one with John Barron. Here's Adam Amin.
That's one number, Peter. What's the other number right now, JP? Let's stick it out to you on the glass.
Portland's liberal on the glass. They have 8 offensive boards, but they only have the 4 points to show for that. But they're shooting 30%. They're 3-for-13 from the 3-point line.
Yep.
And they're down 6 points.
How about them?
All these numbers are pointing here as a 15-to-20-point game. And it's a 6-point game.
The Golden State trying to expand on that 6-point lead. It's Draymond Green left of the lane. Rolling in on Harkless. Right hand hook across the paint. Spins the iron and rims down good for Draymond Green.
How about Draymond? They are 6 down by 8 points. That guy's offense is reappeared.
And Portland down by 8, 2:45 to play in the half. Panther left of the circle again. Come on, Looney. Dribbles once on Looney, banks it up with the right hand from left of the lane and puts it in.
Well, Collins did that earlier. A little fake dribble in off and spin towards the rim. Works a couple of times from Portland. Good bounce shot there from Panther.
So Draymond Green walks it up to the foul line, takes the jumper short. Harkless is giving him the cushion. It comes Portland left to right down 6.
Miller behind the back, dribble against Clay Thompson, accelerates right elbow. Thompson towards cutting a Minu, intercepted by Clay Thompson. Cross toward David Dowler, top of the key, back to Thompson cutting, and he lost the basketball out of bounds. Trying to go with a give and go. Or Clay Thompson, though, he is a deft and quick defender.
Ben turnovers now, 4-7, Golden State.
Yep.
And they're still hanging around on all these players.
Here comes Willard across the timeline for Portland. 2 minutes to play in the half. Quick trigger to Town. Right wing three, short. Rebound Draymond Green. Outlet to Looney. Three pass Looney, but too furry. Pulls it to Clay Thompson for a jumper left baseline. No good. Here comes Portland off the rebound from Panther. McCollum behind the back, dribble on into Dalla. Boy, what a rip through that was while he's striding towards the paint, and a right-handed floater from McCollum is good. That was a tough shot, and it cuts the lead to fourth. 100 seconds to go in the first half. Walking dribble, Steph Curry in the front court. Around a Draymond Green screen, throws to Green, lobs it for Looney, and it's broken up. Picked up by Harkness. What a save by Draymond Green! Who caught you before? Around and out from the right wing, but Draymond Green was diving into the first row to save it. Here comes Portland down four, a minute 20 to go. Miller spins off a Panther pick, picked up by Green in the paint, so he pitches it out to McCollum left wing. Clay Thompson knocks it away, on the deck, get it to Draymond, up ahead to Curry, on the right wing. Bouncing against Harkness, accelerates, into the paint, right hand, scooping way up his face. First step, Curry, what a play.
What a play by Clay Thompson.
Yep,
just on the deck there. Another turn for Portland, that's 11. And Steph takes his time on the Harkless. And all the way to the rim on a hesitation move.
A minute to play here in the first half, 48-42. Golden State on top. Curry's got 13 points on 4, 10 shooting.
Oh, Clay, 5 was 14.
Yeah,
I mean, let me play the 8th dinner there before he shot the last one. He was still open.
There's Willard, watched by Clay Thompson at the top. Hits her a high screen. Willard runs it right. Leans into the traffic and draws the foul on Clay Thompson, who is shaking his head. And it will be Clay Thompson. His foul will give Lillard 3 free throws. That's now 3 on Clay Thompson.
Yeah, well, and that's the play that we've seen so many players around the league start to take advantage of.
Yep.
He's trying to fight over a screen. You get over that screen, and the offensive player just leans into you and goes up in the shooting motion, and it turns into 3 shots.
Which Lillard makes the first?
I think that's something that has to be looked at this summer, because to me, it's not really a basketball move.
Yeah.
As you're coming off a screen, you're certainly not going to rise up and shoot over your own men, right? You're trying to use the screen to get clear of the defensive player, and to jump back into them and get free throws. I don't like to play James Harden, the guy that's done it all season long, and I didn't get the free throw line, obviously. Really knocks down that second. And all in all, you're Portland, you look at the special team, and you say, for us to be within a one-possession game, remarkable.
All 3 free throws good. 48-45 Golden State to lead the ball. They can go 2-for-1. Curry around the screen. 3. Yes. Around the Kevon Looney pick. Just ripped it up and knocked it through.
Yeah, that's the play that started the game. It was a wide open 3 for Steph to make it. But if that shot's presented to him all night.
There's Miller behind the back dribble. Accelerates under Godala left of the lane. Jump pass deflected by Looney. In the hands of Green. Stumbles into the front court and hands to Curry. It's about a 6-second difference shot in game clock. And Curry leaning over the ball with the ball in his right palm. McCollum right into his shoulder. Looney a high screen. Curry runs it right. Takes the right wing three. Oh! Steph Curry hits the deck and hits the three. Back to back to put Golden State up 9. Final seconds of the first half. Here's Miller. Walks across the timeline. The double hit for him. Bring the shoot. Bounces to Harkless. And
out of bounds,
he caught the ball on the sideline with his heel on the line. 0.7 left, and they can get one more shot off a catch and shoot. They get down rebounded. 54-45 Golden State, 0.7 left. Big search by Curry and the Warriors. Inbound to Curry, and he will not get it off. Launches it with the left hand off the back rim. He still doesn't put it down, but he claps his hands as he hits the halftime break with 19 points on the board. He had the last 8 for Golden State, including a couple of ripping threes off that action that you talked about.
Adam, let's be honest. This should not be a 9-point game.
No.
And if you're Portland and you go in feeling real good about being in striking distance.
fight you face to face with a villain. And it has been just harassing or build a habit. Jump on throat, land on back, stomp on toes, walk on neck, then I flex. Cracking hands and can't get no rest. So many enemies, I don't know who to fight next. And I like to see you try to explain that to my fist. Why is in your forehead? And if you really think you got what it takes to step to the game, go right ahead. In the city, NASDAQ, young savages that don't know how to act, rebels without a gat that pin you to the mat. Got devils having flashbacks to when animals attack, and the world is ass out after I spaz out. Smash till I cash out, hit my coffin and blast out. Cause real riders still do real things. I'm the man in the iron mask, break steel guillotine. Name is Rad Cash, living Burger King style. Have it my way all day, every day. Drink, smoke, lay, the game and no play. Straight out of L.A., baby, get in my belly. Protein diet, just another watch riot. All the ugly people be quiet. The R-A-S-K, double S, yes. Snap a neck for some live effects.
I'ma do what I wanna do.
Young girls always looking for a soulmate, but I should've listened to
be floating in them rivers like you know John. Island girl, Donald Trump want me go home. Still pull up with my wrist looking like a snow cone. She said she got a hit record. I said, oh shit. Picked up my phone cause I had to call bullshit. These bitches having nightmares of my new shit. These bitches pussy and they don't ever do shit. Half a million on the Maybach, Pullman boarded. Now praying on my foreigns don't get deported. Niggas love me so much, they be sending me gifts. And these clown niggas acting, I'ma send them some skits. Bitches can't rap for shit, I'ma send them some tips. All these bitches is my son, should be sucking my tits. Now usually I don't do this, I'm Popeye, she's Brutus. Usually I'm a Christian, but this piece is Buddhist. All of my niggas draw, but none of them cartoonists. Usually I'm the baddest, usually I'm the cutest. Usually I'm the flyest, usually you're the stewardess. And we ain't playing ball, but usually it's some shooters. Are these bitches drunk? These bitches ain't lucid. Go against the queen, your career be elusive. Where your plaques at? Where them stocks? Where the next? They was never in my tax bracket.
G. Yo, I need an encore, y'all. You should welcome me back. You want a ball till you fall? I can help you with that. You want beef? I can let a slug melt in your hat. Cause I'm a wild barbarian. Too hard of scaring them. Century 21 solar eclipse. While you listen to the words that I wrote on the disc. Felonious, my description is do-rag. Pants sag down to my feet. AK is my heat. A day in the street till I lay 6 feet. QB, PJs, and we playing for keeps. Jewelry, cars, and jeeps is my motto. Four fives with the hollows. Silencers on the nozzles. Pop bottles for those who left here. The best years. We in the bulletproof best years. The aim for the head and chest years. What's your name? Make your name known for the next year. Better rep, yeah.
Next is not the
before Saddam hits. Let Nostradamus tell us what time it is. I was the first one on that Don shit. First nigga to sing a hook on some TJ Swan shit. Black ski mask up in the project. Camouflage full clips. Run up in your crib, top your bitch. Wear the bricks and we loco. So broke, brown coke won't sell. Spending your money on weed, smoking hotels. Hood rats and bullet wound up females. Got babies for hustlers and niggas in jail. Slinging for chips to fiends with burnt fingertips. Space heads kill cab drivers just for a hit. A week later, sporting gators getting thrills. My honey's wearing Gucci high heels. She come to scoop me, I chill. Leave the streets alone for a sec. Hit the sky bar and sunset. Then the sex is so high tech.
Nasty, not the Escobar. Nasty, it's not Stradamus. Nasty, not the Escobar. Nasty, it's not Stradamus. Nasty, not the Escobar. Nasty, it's not Stradamus. Nasty, not the Escobar. Nasty, it's not Stradamus.
Now lounge on, boy, you in the Garleys.
zone. Rest in peace, ill will. Now your name's in the throne, and we gon' rep it the best that we can. Physically, you was killed by the weapons of men. But where you at now, you lent Lady Max now. While brave hearts put their rap down in honor of your name, you a legend. And they don't understand how you CEO from heaven. But that's another level, brethren. Two G's, we got the tight fan with Mac 11. We do squeeze, though it's not right, but that's the zone that we left in. Bentleys, Porsches, Piaget watches. Stick with the bread, Lamborghini trucks topless, laptops with 100 gigabytes, ninja bikes, and we all roll dice for each other's ice. And how did one guy multiply to more than five wild guys, but all in one man, only the mind's eye can understand that I'm
nasty, nasty, Escobar, nasty, it's not strip time, it's nasty, nasty, Escobar, nasty, it's not strip time, it's nasty, nasty, Escobar, nasty, it's not strip time,
Nasty, Nasty, Esco, Esco, Ball, Nasty, it's Nostradamus. Ill Will, Nostradamus, new LP, but it's 2G, Bravehearts, Nation, Big Things, Luciano, Overlord again, M-O-B-B-D. Yeah. Jungle. Wiz. Horse. Elliot. Elliot.
against Alpha Rukamino in his first stop.
I'll tell you what, I'm on bringing Bogut back.
Yeah.
You lose Cousins. This guy is a terrific low-post defender, can pass the basketball, knows his role, never have to throw him the basketball. He sets screens, very smart, and he knows the system here as he gets an offensive foul there.
Well, you're going to get some of that. That's fine. But yeah, I'm understanding what you're saying. Starting the year playing in the National Basketball League, Australia.
We know you can't even play for.
Yeah. Well, maybe you pay yourself.
I don't know.
I think you take a pay cut every
year.
He's also the defensive player of the year at MVP,
isn't he?
There's McCollum left in the lane, double, pitches it out to Hartless on the perimeter, over to Aminu, who dribbles it off of his foot against Green. Four and shoot, still dribbling, across the paint, pump fake, puts it up, draws the foul, and it'll go to the free throw line. Draymond Green picks up the foul, his second. And now he's got his hands on his head in disbelief.
Well, Aminu worked hard for that one, right?
He started in the right corner. No baseline, got cut off, spun around, dribbled all the way to the other side of the lane. And evidently got a foul on Draymond Green. I thought it was pretty good too.
All right, two free throws coming.
Well, they love to get this guy going. Look, he's going to be part as he misses the first free throw. Gets his three done. He's a 3-and-D guy, but he's excellent defense. You're struggling to make that three-point shot. You mentioned it earlier. Second half doesn't start against Denver in that game seven, and then you didn't play in that whole second half. I know it was a tough decision for Terry Scott, but it's not to be a good one. Evan Turner got the job done, and you move on. But you got to think the confidence a bit shaken there for Aminu as he tries to find his throat. Let's prepare at the line. 54-46. Golden State, the lead of the ball, a minute into the third. Thompson throws it to Bogut right of the way. Misses it back to Thompson for three at the top. Wide to the left, no good. Rebound to Mina. Here comes Damian Lillard. So black sleeve on his left forearm. High head from Thompson as he wheels around the perimeter. Stops, accelerates down the paint. Sliding through defenders, and it's the layup. Tanker's there for the putback.
Bogut goes to help on Lillard, and no one accounts for Tanker.
Good offensive rebound.
Yep.
Here's Curry, crosses Aminu, bounces it to Green, back to Curry, right corner. Baseline right drive, gets to the rim, jump passes it out to Iguodala, drives into the paint, shut off by Kanter, takes to Curry for three. Quick trigger, no good, left wing, Kanter the rebound.
Iguodala is still not taking a shot in 17 minutes.
This is a guy who's been nearly 50% of the playoffs in three. There's Lillard out high, watched by Klay Thompson. Picked up by Curry on a switch to Aminu. Lillard dribbling on Curry, tried to draw the contact, leads into a 20-footer and missed it. Rebound attempt by Kansas, put back front by Green from behind. Here comes Steph Curry in the front court for Golden State. Running it left against Aminu, lobs it for Bogut, top of the circle, hands to Draymond, throws it right of the lane for Klay Thompson. Facing up on McCollum. Dribble slides into the paint, fading right over, jumper, in and out. Rebound picked in the hands of Bogut, and he sticks it back up ahead.
Draymond Green. He's not going to get credit for the offensive board, but he got a hand on that with Kansas and Aminu right there. He lost with play.
We need to shoot for Bogut. To go back up by 8 with 9:40 to play in the third. Aminu at the top, hands off for Lillard, plays on to the high head to the Oracle logo.
So Lillard's finishing a little bit. I wonder if he hit something.
Here's McCollum at the top of the handoff, drives Thompson into the paint, hanging jumper, blocked by Thompson. Deflected into the hands of Iguodala. Ahead to Curry. Stop! Three! Good! From the left wing! Steph Curry in transition with a triple. Another Portland turnover leading a point.
Wow. They don't run for two, they run for three.
The largest lead is 11 at 59-48, 9 minutes to play in the third. And a whistle and a foul called, I believe, on Bogut as he